regular basis, he is dispensing tough love, guidance, and hit TV. And he's joining us now. It is a bar rescue star from Spike, the one and only John Taffer. Welcome to WGN.
Great to be back on WGN, Dan. I love WGN.
Well, you should, and WGN loves you, and also the bar community of Chicago loves you, too. You've been at some places around here in Chicago, so as you travel the country making the show, creating entertainment for people, are there some cities that you like more than others, either because your ability to help more places with more problems or because you just love the way they do things?
I got to say, and I'm not saying it because we're in Chicago. Chicago is one. I used to live in Naperville. My original company was out in Naperville on Butterfield Road. My daughter was born in Naperville. So, Chicago has been very, very important to me and is one of my favorite places to work in.
Are you serious?
Actually,
so you have some serious Chicago connections. We've got to get you out to Wrigley Field to maybe throw one of those first pitches out, and maybe you can help, because there's certainly a lot of bars down there. Don't know if they're struggling these days with the Cubs doing well, but they'd love to see you.
They would. You know, they're used to a lot of depression in those bars over the years. It's nice to see that they were smiling this year.
You know what? I love that you said that, John, because that is one of the things that you do. From a business standpoint, you want everything to be successful. You want them to run a good business. You want to address some of the needs and some of the deficiencies. But you do handle, on a regular basis, kind of that human side of the people in those businesses.
I do. I do. And, you know, you look at the Cubs, that's a unique business. You know, it's a business that hasn't won a lot of games over the past few years, but they sell tickets at a phenomenal rate. So it's quite successful in very many ways, even though they might not be hitting the ball enough.
They're in the business of disappointment, and businesses has. It has been good for the last 108 years, but things are looking up, so hopefully that will happen there, as it does in places all around the country for bar rescue. What I love about it is you're there kind of as this overarching guiding force, a little bit of tough love. Right at the end, everybody hugs and everyone's happy, but usually there's some struggles along the way.
Oh, there are, you know, and this is personal to these people, you know. To them, to me, it's a wall. To them, it's some personal creation. And I'll rip the damn wall down in a minute if it's going to make us more money. And, you know, they protect failure. And it's astonishing. And Bar Rescue, there's independent websites to track it. And there are, Dane, we track about a 75 to 80% success factor.
Wow.
So we do really, really well. And that's independent. We do really well as a show. So we're good at what we do. It's remarkable to me that they fight me as much as they do. That's why I have to fight them back, though. I have to win. I'm the one who has to get them to change. They're not the one who has to get me to change.
One of the things that you're doing is winning in the ratings. Spike, it is the highest rated show, Bar Rescue, on Spike. And so I know that there's so many people who watch the show that are in and around the hospitality, in and around the bar business. So do you ever think about that? Is it some of the lessons that you're teaching and that those people are learning on that particular episode, people are learning? And do you get feedback that, hey, we learned about this, we fixed our own business because we watched Bar Rescue?
I do, and it's a huge inspiration to me, Dan. I get probably 150, 200 emails a month. You know, John, I own a bar, you know, in Peoria, and you've really changed my, you know, life, and you've turned it around. And I can't tell you how good that stuff feels. You know, it's interesting. At the end of every episode, two things happen. I get a hug, and I'm given a check. And honestly, at this stage, the hug is more important than the check, to be honest with you.
Oh, don't say that.
That's an interesting thing. No, I mean it, man. I do. It's become a very powerful thing for me. And the fact that I can go into these places and change these people's lives and put them on a different projectile is a very cool thing.
Well, as your momentary representative on the media side, I would say keep all of that personal satisfaction to yourself and just and just wait for the check.
Open a check.
But it's not all you. This is another cool thing about the program is every week you put together kind of this dream team to get in there and tackle that specific issue. You know, Russell Davis, we know. Tiffany Derry, we know.
Yep.
Duffy, we know. Now, do you, like, when you go into a place, do you assess the situation and see, like, which, you know, restaurant and cocktail superhero would be necessary? Or do you just bring a different team, try to get new personalities involved?
Well, it's a combination of both. Sometimes I have the luxury of knowing in advance. But here's the thing about Bar Rescue. I've never been in these bars before. I've never met these people before. When I walk in for recon, it is real. I've never been there. And here's the secret. When recon ends and we turn the cameras off the first night, I go in and design the bar then. So I'm not even sure what I'm building till that night. So it's hard for me to assign a mixologist ahead of time. So I have a collection of personalities and people that are good, that have a broadness of knowledge that we can use. Sometimes I sense that I can plug certain people into certain places. Most of the time, I don't have that luxury.
We've got a new season coming up, and so people are going to enjoy even more Bar Rescue. So let's talk about that as far as the success of the show. I mean, are you surprised? It is what you do and do at a high level, but are you surprised that America loves it so much?
I am. Honestly, I thought I'd do a pilot and go home. And then I thought I'd do season one and go home. Season one was 10 episodes. Season two was 10 episodes. Season three was 40 episodes. And season four is 50 episodes.
that's too many episodes. Remember, always say get the check. And then, you know, hugs. If that happens, that's just icing on the cake.
And the network just picked up season five.
Nice.
So we're going to go to 132 episodes, and then we'll, you know, we'll reassess it then. But in my type of a television show, that's a big number. I'm very proud of that.
Well, people love you. They watch the show. But then you mentioned you get emails from all over the place, people looking for input to say hi, to get some advice. And you're big on social media. So for the listeners, and before we let you go, let people know how they can keep track of John Taffer and everything you're doing.
Oh, easy. JohnTaffer.com, JohnTaffer.com, and John Taffer on Twitter and John Taffer on Facebook. It's easy. John, all the links are on my website.
Well, John, we love what you're doing, and America agrees. It is Bar Rescue on the Spike Channel. Keep up all the great work, and thanks so much for being on WGN.
My pleasure. Look forward to talking next time, Ben.